Hello and welcome back to my podcast, Here to Grow. I am your host, Honey, and together we can stay up, stay blessed, and stay encouraged. Listen, as long as I'm encouraged, be encouraged. Encourage yourself, even if you don't feel like staying up. Even if you don't want to roll out of that bed, I decree and declare that you will get up today, and today, this day, you will honor yourself and you will speak life over yourself. You will take accountability and you will take ownership. Why? Because there is a you in you that's ready to evolve, and you shall be loosed of depression. You shall be loosed of anxiety. You shall be loosed of fear. You shall be loosed of worry. Why? Because there is no person on earth that can tell your story like you. And I want to hear from you. I want to celebrate the testimony. But guess what? You can't have testimony if you have no victory to share. And the only way to be victorious is if you're willing to mount up above whatever is depressing you. Get out of that depressive state by telling yourself, make an announcement, this is not my kingdom nature. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Make God make a sound in your room. Make God make a sound in your home, on your job. And you need to tell God that you need to hear the melodies of heaven. Because on one episode, I said, God commands and we demand. And if you get in your word, you can take off those filthy rags and put on your righteous clothes. Why? Because you are a child of the living God. God did not make a mistake with you. The only mistake made is that you have mistaken that you aren't valuable, that you aren't needed, all because you're too lazy to walk out your true identity. And that's the truth of the matter. We settle for less while God has more. And so, guys, today the Holy Spirit wants to talk about prayer changes everything. The only reason you're listening to the sound of my voice is because I prayed to have the strength in the Lord to get to this place of reaching 20 episodes. 20 episodes. I remember when this young lady was, I was sitting at the pool and she was telling me, she was like, honey, you could do the podcast. As long as you can get to 20 episodes, then listen. Then you have what it takes to be successful. This is the 20th episode, but I remember the day when I was sitting in that pool chair and I was looking out at the sunset and I was like, well, God, you think of me in a way that I'm not able to receive yet. So I'd rather play it small than to win big. I'm afraid of winning big. What will people think if, you know, I become greater than what they are? What will people think if my name is known around the city? I was afraid of becoming the woman in my vision. But I was frustrated with life because I'm like, you know, why do I live here? Why is my money looking this way? All because I was afraid of becoming. I mean, someone has to tell the truth. Why not let that person be me? Because I'm not here to feed you trash. I'm not here to feed you filth. I'm here to be my authentic self. And as this Christ follower or Christian woman, I can toss that out to you, but I don't feel so Christian-like when I'm not praying. When I'm not praying without ceasing, when there is no language between daughter and king. Now, the king is always speaking and wanting to make a connection. But whenever I disrupt that connection and I disconnect from Father, listen, I move disoriented. I don't even know how to flow without God. Whenever you come around, you be like, oh, that's just you. Honey, you do that thing you do. I love it. Well, that thing that I do is I pray. I pray that I have the courage that day to be the woman that I need to be. If I could be a half of the woman that I was yesterday, I'm like, that's better than no woman. And it takes a lot of work to be who I am, to be disciplined. Come on, somebody. I want to grab a hold of a lot of things. But God says, sanctify them hands. Clean up them eyes. Clean out those ears. Dump your brain with all that filth. I'm like, my goodness. Who's out here bragging about holiness? Everywhere we turn, people are allowed to do a lot of things. God, I don't care what your neighbor is entertaining. I want you to repent. And when you're repenting, honey, I receive it. But don't stop coming to my altar repenting about the same thing. Let it go. And so when you listen to the podcast, you're like, why is honey piercing me? Why isn't she taking it easy on me? Well, listen, I'm connected to the King of Kings. God's word is sharper than a two-edged sword. I don't have time for God to babysit me because when you listen to the last episode, I'm looking to write a $500,000 grant. So do you think I need God to take it easy with me? No. I need my kids to their necks to snap as they're trying to look at what's the next thing God is about to do for mom, honey. Oh my goodness, I can't believe my mama doing this. How could she go from being a single mother? How can she go from being hopeless? How can she be a woman that went from poverty to cutting a check for $500,000. See, I want my kids to see God doing something more, something greater than parting the Red Sea. Because right now we could be on the beach and God can part the sea and my kids are like, I heard about that before. But when they've seen their mother go from rags to riches, then they'll see, wow, what a mighty God this God is. My mama is just not asking me to come Bible study for the heck of it. She's inviting me into her divine process. If you haven't checked it out, go back and listen to Divine Process. I want y'all to know that when I come in here, I just have to believe that the Holy Spirit has words for me to say. I can't study this. I can't practice this in a mirror. I don't know how to be myself, to create this script for you all. This is, I'm dropping fresh manna, fresh droplets of honey on you because I'm living this woman. This is who I am. This is what I do. I have an expectation of myself. And in that, I understand that prayer changes things. And so knowing that prayer changes things, I want to invite you in on another layer of my divine process. So on the last episode, I talked about obedience. Another element to that divine process is prayer. And then I could take that to the next level is I have a spiritual language that I could pray in that, you know, some people can't even, they can't decipher what I'm saying. So I want you to know that if you think you have me figured out, when I'm speaking in tongues, in my kingdom language, I'm already speaking on increase and access for more knowledge and understanding and to know how to be asking for those things and to also know how to have enough mercy for you, how to mourn, to be comforted, how to be needy, because I know God values weakness. And so while I'm having all of these interactions with people, I know that I have to be postured to know that I have to pray. I get to pray. The best blessing on earth is prayer. Because I would say love, but a lot of us don't even know what to do with love. We don't even know how to respond to God. Love for us, because for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son to a world that rejects him every single day. They drown him out with music. They drown him out with substance. We just drown God out like, love him. Who cares? Right? So when I'm telling you what I know you care about, I know you care about prayer. How do I know this? Because let your car get repossessed. You gonna learn how to pray right then and there. Let you get a diagnosis that you can't even spell or pronounce. You gonna pray right there. And what you learn is that prayer changes things. Prayer changes everything. And so instead of having you think that, oh, I'm not going to use this tool because it's not something that I want to do. No, I don't give myself the option to choose if I want to pray. If Jesus was able to bear the cross, come on, somebody. Picture someone putting logs of wood together in your backyard. And then they try to nail you to the cross. No one can take that. But Jesus was able to bear the cross. Why? Because he took hours out of his lifespan to pray. Prayer changes everything. And so the things I'm believing for, you know, I'll tell you one thing that I'm believing for. I believe that I will be so wealthy that I will be able to hire a part-time masseuse to follow me everywhere I go. Or they'll be on call. And I will be able, when I call this masseuse, that masseuse has 1 to 2 hours to get to me. Why? Because I'm paying them to be readily available. Why? Because this obedience costs me something. This self-control costs me something. This faithfulness costs me something. This gentleness, when you're screaming in my face and you're being disrespectful, it costs me something. This goodness, when you are a wicked man, it costs me something. To love you when you are an enemy of me, it costs me something. To have peace when all hell breaks loose, it costs me something. To have joy around misery, it costs me something. Now, what's going to get that masseuse to be on call for honey? What's going to hire that masseuse in the future is because I'm already speaking it in the now, in the present. I already pray for my needs. Because if I know that I'm experiencing hell on this level, I can't imagine when God is cutting, you know, a certain type of checks in my account, and I'm a salaried employee for the kingdom of God. I know that it's going to cost me more joy. It's going to cost me more peace. It's going to cost me more gentleness. Guess what? I already want the kingdom to have the masseuse on payroll. And the people like, okay, why would you serve God like that? Because I don't think that's too much of God. If you go read the book of Job, look at how much property this man had. He lived a lavish lifestyle. Look at the promise to Abraham. So you may be asking God for a six-figure income. There is nothing wrong with a six-figure income, but I'm telling you that we don't have to put limits on God, especially when we have a we mindset. I'm not settling, because guess what? The Lucifer never settles when it comes to me. He never says, you know what? I'm going to leave her alone. She a good girl. All right, you know, I'm going to step back. I've never had Lucifer address me in such a way. So when I tell you I want everything that the enemy has stolen from me, starting with my purity, starting with my peace, starting with my joy, starting with my good nature, starting with my faithfulness to God, starting with my self-control, my patience, all of that was a part of my divine process, a part of my spiritual nature. It was stolen when I came through wickedness. And as I'm traveling on this path, this narrow path I speak of, I understand that the only way I can stay on the narrow path is if I pray. I will pray about any and everything. And if you are in my life, you have afforded yourself a lifelong relationship of me offering you free prayers. It is my honor to pray for my friends. It is my honor to pray for my kids. If my kids come in the room and they're like, Mom, can you pray for me? I will drop anything, because if someone asking you to pray, you have to go into the situation and know prayer changes everything. Lock in and know that you're going to the King who has access to abundance. God is abundance. God is strength. God is love. God is faithfulness. God is true. So God is trust. So if you need to go into God's trust fund and find out who's trustworthy for your life. You need to find a vision that's trustworthy to follow. Because everything that I'm doing, as I am sitting here spilling out my heart on this podcast, and as you're, you know, coming in contact and agreement with my spiritual man, understand I've only reached 20 episodes because I prayed and said, God, you have to show me what you're asking me to do. Here it is, another assignment. You asked me to sign my name on this sign up roster, and I don't even know how to do a podcast. But I'll tell you this. I went to a training this week, And I was sitting across from a professional, and you know what they told me, honey? I checked out your authenticity podcast, that episode, and it made a difference. I've been listening to you. You never know who's checking you out. Now, this is the most beautiful woman, a beautiful spirit, great energy, but she's tapped into my spiritual being. That's why I have to be cleansed. That's why I have to be reflective, because I know people really want to see holiness. But I don't hold myself to that standard. I submit myself to God's standard so that God can purge out these things, and I give him time to do that. So I'm telling you, you have no idea who wants to connect with you and be a part of your journey, your process, because you refuse to get started. You wouldn't be listening to this podcast if I didn't have the courage to get started. And guess what? I'm not stopping until this podcast platform is on a stage. I'm not stopping until we're on the stage and you're getting deliverance from that mental bondage. And everything falls flat to the ground, because whatever the spirit of God is, there is liberty. You don't need to ask me to touch you and pray for you, because whatever the spirit of God is, there shall be liberation. So if you want your reparations, you got to come back and step on the devil's head. And what is, you know, that cause of action that you're going to do? You're going to pray without ceasing. Hey, God, I need discipline to get in the gym. Pray without ceasing. God, I need discipline with my tongue control. Pray without ceasing. God, I need help. Help me, Father, with forgiveness. Pray without ceasing. Because the more you pray, the more you depend on God. And when you depend on a dependable God, then you can get to the finish line like Jesus did and raise up on the third day. When people take their shots at you, they like, ah, she's dead, he's dead, gotcha, they're wrong. You bounce back stronger than ever. I know you hear that resistance in my voice. I'm like a boomerang. The enemy tried everything to defeat me. I'm still standing. Why am I still standing? Because I'm willing to stand. I'm not sitting in my bed like, oh, you know, I really wish a couple of professionals will invest in me. And then when they invest in me, then my jewelry company or my clothing brand or my, you know, this or that, it doesn't matter. No one owes us anything. Do you know that I have to make the connections if my account is in the negative? I have to make the connections if I am full of sorrow. I still have to connect with people in the present. Why? Because my destiny depends on it. I'm on a divine process. I have access to contacts. Come on, somebody. To people that are already living out my promise now, because they're about to exchange. Come on, somebody. Their lifestyle with mine, because they are about to go higher and I'm about to go in to take their position. Until you see that you don't have to hate or be envious on anyone, because as you're promoted, the other person is promoted. There's so much acceleration happening around me. So you think God got me around all of these professional people and he don't have that movement in the structure? He has that for me to move up in the organizational chart. All I have to do is be disciplined on that divine journey. And I have to pray when I get discouraged. When some people, I had an opportunity on my job and I had a lady tell me, hey, if you just had this level of education, this could have been your moment. And most of you would have heard that and probably crumbled and cried like, no, she's a dream killer. She was right. You know how many years I played around? Going to the club, hanging out with friends, doing all the wrong things. And I was celebrated for doing the wrong things. When people were in school, scratching their foreheads, trying to figure out how to be a better college student. They were prepared and I was unprepared. I work in a school system and twice, the position that I work for, there was an opening in that position that I could have stepped into had I had the qualifications. That certification from that diploma, right? Of whatever they were looking for. I watched me have to serve a person, right? And I watched myself give more than people that made more than me. But I still labored. I still went and fetched whatever I needed to be fetched. I helped whatever student I need to help with because I know that one day that glory will come. And those tables will turn. And when those tables come, I'm going to be that beautiful servant that serve with such great humility and honor. And I serve every teacher well. So when I get to look at that woman, when the next opportunity comes and she like, oh, I don't think. See, that's what you get for thinking. I know a God that knows about me. I know a God that knows what I'm doing, you know, in the background when no one's watching. So I'm here to tell you, just because an opportunity passed you by, don't lose hope. Don't lose focus. Because guess what? What God gave to the other person may not be the number that he's going to give to honey or you. So I serve any woman that has come in contact with me in that classroom. Why? Because she deserves it. Because I'm telling you that when it's my time, I want people to serve me well. And when it's my time to get the masseuse, I want every time that masseuse touch my body, they pray over their hands and say, I'm touching an anointed woman of God. It's an honor that I get to be connected to a righteous, holy temple. So I am so grateful to be able to share God's word. Now, understand, again, this is not scripted. You guys are hearing from my one true companion, the Holy Spirit. I want to thank the Holy Spirit for encouraging me to go forward in these 20 episodes. I could have not done it. I will not do it without the Holy Spirit. I will cancel out the podcast if I ever try to go back and snatch something that's not of God. But before I walk away, I'm at least give myself the opportunity to repent. As we all should. Listen, I come from a place that most never visit. In a lifetime, I come from the kingdom. I am God's very own queen, lady, honey, serving God the best I can. And listen, before I close out the episode, I do want to thank all of the first time listeners. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for connecting. You are part of this community. So I also like to close out and with a freestyle. So Father, here's to you. You saw this, so you shall be the person that I turn my attention to. Thank you for having an avenue, a back door, a window. Who knows how I have walked through darkness to get to the other side. Where light is, where support is, where encouragement is, and where collaboration is. Father, you have placed me on the other side of my mindset. I was fixed on settling for less. Now I'm settled in to a new woman that I have to get to know. I get to know this woman for you being enough for me. So thank you for teaching me that I matter. And I pray that I'm able to give you the glory every second of my life. You are the best teacher. And I hope that you could say the same about me being the best student. Guys, I'm his Queen Lady Honey, asking us all to stay up, stay blessed, stay encouraged. Until next time.